Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Finley Roofing, we've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't know if more and more people, Mike, are coming out in defending Latu. But one of his coaches came out and said that he's the only player I've ever worked with that I can comfortably say he will line up next year and produce double-digit sacks with ease. I've worked with seven first-round edge rushers in the past draft. Now, this is a gentleman. His name's Coach Ed. He is a guy that coached Latu, but he's also coached a variety of other people. Private D-line and edge coach. And that is the kind of stuff that they're saying. Now, what did you get from our draft analysts? Because we talked to two different guys today here on the show, and I thought they were saying very similar things. But, you know, you've been mentioning this. The way PFF does theirs and the way other folks do theirs, one's more analytical, the other not so much. But it doesn't mean that they weren't very close in their the symmetry of what they believe these guys are. And I'm talking about the edge rushers and even the corners. If you missed any of the interviews, guys, it's online at odyssey.com. But, Mike, I thought that Munson, when he talked about these edge rushers, and the first thing he said, guys, and this is what I've been saying about this class, is it worth taking any of them if you don't feel like this is a great edge rush class?
Right. What? Now, here's the thing, though. What if they've misjudged these guys? What if they're not evaluating them properly?
It's true.
That has happened, as we said, guys. If Micah Parsons was thought to be that generational talent, he would have gone, you know, to us at four. You know, or maybe somebody else would have jumped up and decided to grab him. So maybe they've got it. Maybe they got Dallas Turner wrong. Maybe, you know, Latu is going to overcome this neck injury, is going to go on and have a Pro Bowl career. You know, Jared Verse, you know, kind of old school, you know, edge rusher. Maybe he's going to be the guy. But it is not, if this was an exact science, no general manager would ever get fired.
Correct.
Okay. The turnover in the personnel departments, everybody's got their, you know, their system, they got their analytics. Dimitroff was a huge fan of analytics, you know, and he always felt that, you know, his corner, you'd get your defense right by going from the cornerbacks to the front as opposed to going edge rush to the back. Everybody's got their thing. I know we need edge rush, but just because we need edge rush, and part of the reason, I'm not saying it's intellectually lazy, but guys look at the top edge rushers and the teams that need edge rush and they plug them in.
No, it is lazy. It's just like, and it's not that it's lazy, but it kind of makes sense. You're connecting the dots. Right. Oh, the Bears are the first pick. It's got to be Caleb Williams. Right. Obviously, there's a lot of that that goes on with these mock drafts, which is why, again, I love that Mike mocks. I make fun of Mike's mocks, but these mocks never turn out the way you do them because we don't know what's going to happen Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the moves that will be made, the trades, how teams will value certain players. But the mocks are fun. But at the end of the day, you're right, Mike. That is the issue where you go, Falcons, edge. They need edge. Falcons and edge. Oh, there's Dallas Turner. Let's put him in there.
But some would say, I mean, you have guys on the roster. We don't have corners on the roster that can start in the NFL right now. You got one. You could argue that the most pressing need is corner. And that's why I had a guy hit me up. It's funny. We were comparing notes on my mocks. And he goes, man, he's always got that Cooper DeJean. And he goes, nobody's got him at eight. I go, again, PFF loves the nerds at Pro Football Focus. Chris Collinsworth's guys love him. So white boy Rick, I take him in a couple of these mocks at eight. But some guys feel, you know, the best corner for us is Terry Arnold. We talked about that today.
I like that.
You know, Terry Arnold. But again, I know that Andy Randy were talking about it. We've talked about it. The only viable draft, if you're looking to trade back with somebody, it's the Raiders right now, unless you want to go all the way back in the first round, because the Broncos need a quarterback. Minnesota needs a quarterback. But to get to us at eight, they don't have a second-round pick in this year's draft. And I would like to think, Carl, like in the 2016 season, we want to get the best position and as many picks as you can always trade picks and move up. And you do that by collecting them. So if we trade down, get some extra, an extra second rounder, then maybe we could find an edge rusher, a corner, and a wide receiver, and then we're off and running.
Yeah, I don't know if that deters any of these teams from attempting to make a move, Mike, because if I gave you a future
second rounder,
correct, two-thirds this year.
But again, so this goes back to you and I are thinking this team is built. We got a Cousins window. We got to go now. Maybe they're going to go best athlete all the way through this thing and look at the value and maybe feel that this isn't a draft. See, I think as a fan, we always assume that the ownership and management is thinking the same way we are.
Right.
Which is we got to get everything on the table right now to win like we did in 16.
Yeah, I just don't want to wait. I mean, there's no reason to. Everybody, here's the reason why you don't wait. And I do think this is the attitude of our Falcon organization right now and certainly the guys in the front office. And I know from our coach, you don't know what's going to happen next year. You just don't.
No.
You know, we all go through this thing like, oh, everybody's going to be fine. All of a sudden, God forbid, you have injuries, Mike. You have guys that you were counting on that are not going to be there. Your O-line breaks down. All of a sudden, your superstar corner or safety gets hurt. You just don't know. It changes the entire season. I got to be all in every year because I just cannot guarantee that we'll be – everything's going to be perfect in 2 years. You know who thought that? The Atlanta Hawks in 2021. Everything's going to be perfect in 2 years. These guys are going to mature, and we're going to be so much better. And guess what? We'll have at least a championship under our belt in 3 years. Look what's happened. So you've got to go all in every year, and you cannot just settle and say, for whatever reason, well, you know what? The plan, even if it's behind closed doors, the plan is we really need to be good in 2 years. But guess what? In 2 years, something may drastically go wrong that sets your plan behind, and then what? So we got to go in this year. I can't wait. Raheem can't wait. Terry Fontenot can't wait. We can't. We got to go in and get the best guys, and let's put the best team on the field in September. I say this every year. You guys kill me with the whole what happens in 2028. Right. Who cares? You don't even know where you'll be in 2028. I need the best Falcon football team in the fall on the field.
Look, we've got a window now before all the – and the other thing is, guys, we have decisions eventually we'll make. Not right now, but eventually on Drake London, on Kyle Pitts, and then, of course, Bijan. Going to maximize these guys in the offense while we can. I know that, like, I don't know much about Darnell Mooney. I know he's got speed, and he had a 1,000-yard season a couple years ago. I still think we're going to try to pick up a wide receiver in one of those middle rounds. If we're going to talk to a young man coming up next, might be one of those guys that's targeted. You know, I mean, edge rush is a great need. We did not target edge rush, at least we didn't try in free agency. So immediately some of the pundits go, well, they're going to do it in the draft. But then it gets back to the whole the argument we've been having. Are these guys worth it at eight? And if you can't trade down, then you take a corner, and then you settle for the best edge rusher in the second and third round and hope you hit on it like the Rams did last year. So that's it, right?
That's it.
So we just laid it out. None of this is going to happen like we expect on Thursday through Saturday.
That's it.
That's one thing we've learned, right?
Well, it may, but it's doubtful. 404-726-0929. We've got the countdown on, guys. We continue to talk to draft experts and certainly guys who are breaking this draft down. But the sentiment is the same. It doesn't matter who you talk to. And I've been talking to people for weeks now. This is not a great edge rush class. But if you're going to do it, you better get the guy that gets to the quarterback the most consistently. That guy is
Latu.
All right. Well, as we spoke, Carl, I just made a deal with the Indianapolis Colts. And we've traded down to the Colts. And I just took your boy Latu.
Okay.
And they gave me an A-plus on it.
Of course they did.
Carl?
But I will say this. Dallas Turner, overall better athlete. But, Mike, that athlete thing is overrated, man. It just is. Yeah. So what? I don't care. I mean,
look at Patrick Mahomes and his dad bod.
Yeah.
He's the greatest quarterback in the league.
That thing is overrated. I'm not saying that you can't be a great athlete or it doesn't help. But
will you run into his arms, embrace, and maybe, I don't know, will you kiss the guy in the mouth?
Okay, now you're going too far. Where the hell did that come from?
No,
Orin, what is he talking about?
I'm just trying to get a rise out of Orin because this is your endless love, Latu. I don't mean like in a weird way.
Well, that was weird.
Hey, it could be a little weird.
That was weird.
I mean, I don't know the way
you. I don't know you, but I'm going to kiss you.
Can I kiss you on the mouth? No, Scotty.
Yeah.
The Boogie Nights reference.
With this whole edge rush thing, I just feel like the more we talk about this, the more it may just be chalk, right?
Mm-hmm.
The more we discuss, sometimes, you know, you study long, study wrong, right? How long are the Falcons going to look at the board and go, I don't know.
All right, let me throw this
out. Mike, we're a week away. You got to know where you're going. Right. You don't think these teams know now?
But this is why they do all these scenarios, and they do – actually, a lot of the guys are doing computer simulations, and they do their own mocks. If Joe Alt is there, some guys say he's just a dude. Some guys are saying he's, you know, he's kind of, no disrespect to Jake Matthews, he's just not worth taking at 7 in this draft or at 8.
Just a dude.
I mean, Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, a lot of speed there at corner. I will say this, the more you look at it, if you feel that Zach Harrison and Ebba Cady are going to make this big leap and you feel you can go get some raw talent in the middle rounds, corner sounds more likely than anything for this team. AJ Terrell has there's guys on the depth chart right now who haven't played football in 2 years, or guys that were on practice squads for the last 3.
Yeah.
And those would be the guys plugged in right now.
Yeah.
Other than Clark Phillips, who's still learning on the job. Did a nice job at times, Carl, but he's more of a nickel right now than a starting corner.
Correct. And you're gonna invite some guys to camp that go undrafted, Mike. And I know everybody, you're trying to find a diamond in the rough, but my point is, I think you could go a couple of corners in this draft if you wanted to. Again, we get back to it. You could go a couple of edge guys or D linemen in this draft and see how this is going to shake out. It doesn't have to be one player. And I will repeat this until the draft is over, because I think some of us are so fixated on, if we get this one wrong, the draft is a bust. And I'm going to tell you, if we don't get day 2, 3, and 4 right, right, the draft's a bust.
Hey, we were just talking about the Broncos and the Vikings, teams that are perceived to be maybe moving up. Old evil Sean Payton was interviewed today talking to the media. He says, you'd say it sure looks like we have to draft a quarterback, and yet it's got to be the right fit, the right one. He goes, we had tip sheets as what to do, as everybody else is picking. It'd be easier to answer that question.
Yeah.
But that's a team which a lot of guys say, really? Jarrett Stidham would be the quarterback for the Broncos.
Yeah, and he's not. I think he started 4 games.
Come on. He's a career backup. Yeah. His role is what it is.
He started 4 games. That's just not enough. He is from the A.
Would you dance with Latu?
I'm going to dance with anybody that produces. That's what I'm going to do.
You know what Carl says?
Give me the best player.
Carl says nobody puts Latu in a corner.
He went to McEachern High School in Powder Springs. He went to Alabama. See, I don't hate Alabama. And then he transferred.
He hated Alabama. He went to Orlando to Central Florida.
He is going to be in the draft, and we're going to talk to Javon Baker coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Javon Baker is on the line, and we want to talk to him because he's a McEachern High School alum. Again, right here from the A, went to Alabama, played for Nick Saban, and then transferred to UCF. And you're going to get a chance to see him, hopefully, here sooner than later in the NFL draft. Man, we appreciate the time. How you doing? Tell us about this process, man, and how stressful. Has it been stressful for you going through all the things to get ready for the upcoming draft?
Honestly, just a little bit, you know, just really thinking, like, I could potentially, like, play for the Falcons, you know. It's just, like, maybe like a dream come true, honestly.
How was the combine experience? We've talked to a lot of guys that have come through, and they said, man, you feel like a piece of meat. You know, you get those.
Yeah.
Was it weird when you do those interviews? How many of those interviews did you have to do?
I did, in total, I did 17 interviews, but, yeah, like, what they said, yeah, it was right. You feel just like a piece of steak, for sure.
anything, Javon Baker joining us here, UCF receiver. He is going to go in this draft. We don't know where, but as he said, the possibility of him maybe playing for the Falcons is something he's dreamed about. What did anything weird happen in those interviews, or was it strictly, you know, play calls and explain what you're doing here and talk about routes? I mean, what are the questions?
Yeah. Honestly, the questions can, like, it depends, honestly, what type of player you are, and then what type of person you are. Like, they find out everything. It's like the FBI or something like that. Like, they find everything. They find everything from middle school all the way to now. Like, and just nitpick on that, and then really just trying to see what type of person you are, honestly.
From McEachern, guys, Javon Baker's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And the Falcons will need a wide receiver. And as Javon mentioned, I mean, you know, he's a guy that's, you know, I'm looking at your draft. Again, as I said, you feel like a piece of meat. Everyone's analyzing you. But they say that, here's what they say, man. He's got the traits and the skill level, Carl, of an NFL receiver.
Yeah.
And should fight for a slot as a 3-4. So that means you're on a four wide receiver set and you work your way up. But, I mean, what was the biggest difference going from Bama to UCF? I mean, was it the personalities of the coaches, yeah. Saban? What was it like?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it really wasn't no different because Coach Malzahn coached the same way as Saban. But it was just like different types of cities. Like, Orlando is just Orlando, and then Tuscaloosa is just Alabama. So it's just two different types of cities. That's really it. It's really the same thing.
You like this portal thing, by the way? I mean, I know players want to be empowered. But like the process itself to transfer is so much easier now, isn't it?
Yeah, very much easy. Like honestly, it helped me out, but some players might get lost in the portal. So like it all depends, and you just gotta like feel your way through it. And honestly, when I was in high school, Coach Malzahn recruited me to Auburn.
Yeah.
So like he was my top like in my top seven coming out of high school. So like I knew Coach Malzahn, and he kept in touch with me from. Like my whole journey, honestly, so that going to UCF wasn't really a hard decision for me.
Javon Baker's with his guys. One of the things he did coming up as a kid, he played on the Cam Newton 7-on-7 for 3 years, Carl, and Bo Nix was there, George Pickens. You know, there's a bunch of dudes. So are you staying in touch with all your boys, you guys that are all going in the draft?
Oh, yeah, we all stay in touch. Everybody from Cam Newton to Alabama, we all stay in touch. I still talk to Bryce. I still talk to Will Anderson. I still talk to literally everybody that I grew up with.
So what are you doing to prepare? Like, what's your daily workout? Walk us through it, Javon. Mm-hmm. Like, you get up from start to the time you hit the bed at night. What's going on?
7 a.m. I get up. I go work out. As soon as I work out, I run a couple hills, you know, just to like, get my body trained on, like, what I'm going to go through in training camp and stuff like that.
Now, when you say workout, are we talking about weights or are we talking about routes?
Routes, working out route-wise. The weight's coming after.
Okay.
Okay, boom. I do that. And after I run routes and all the position stuff, I go get my body, like all the nicks and stuff that's hurting me. And I get them fixed, get treatment on that. And then like a couple hours later, probably like 11, 12 o'clock, that's when I go lift like an hour or two. Then about 3 o'clock, do the same thing. I go back to treatment. Get my body good, get a cold tub in probably. By the time, like, 5, 6, I go walk my dogs. I got 2 cane crossers, so I walk them.
Very nice.
And go walk them. Then after that, that's when I really kind of settle down just a little bit. Watch a lot of film on, like, a lot of receivers in the league and people that I like to compare myself against. And after that, day probably over by 9, 10 o'clock. I go shut it down.
Former Crimson Tide receiver and UCF. It's Javon Baker, guys, also from McEachern High School. Who's the guy, so you mentioned the players you watch on tape, who's the guy that you would model your game after?
I watch a lot of guys, but I say my top five probably Amari Cooper, Calvin Ridley, Devontae Smith, say Keenan Allen, and I'm going to throw a little speed in there. I'd say Waddle or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, man. Well, listen, all those guys are great. They all do special things, and Javon, we're hoping that you get an opportunity to show that you can do those special things as well in the National Football League. We just wanted to catch up with you, man. We're trying to, you know, love on some of our guys, homegrown guys. You know, Atlanta and Georgia put so many guys in the league, so we're just reaching back out. Hey, good luck to you and your family. Where are you watching the draft, by the way? What are you doing?
I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Who's throwing the party?
I am. My team is, honestly, me and my team, we do it. So we just go celebrate that, and next day, get back to reality.
Yeah, man. Well, good luck. We're cheering for you, brother, and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon, no matter where you end up, all right? Javon, thank you so much.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, good
stuff. You got it, man. Yeah, we did this last couple of years. We were trying to catch some more guys between now and the draft as well, whether they're going to be projected first-rounders. In this case, the guys from NFL Network have him projected as a third-rounder, which if you think for Falcons, just off the top of your head, Carl, I'd love to go, you know, you and I, we're done debating where and what, but it's going to be edge, it's going to be corner at one point, and then at some point, I think most folks believe you'll need another receiver because all the four receiver sets in a Rams-style offense.
I agree. You know, the debate there is if one of these elite guys that you feel like are in the top three that falls to you, do you take them there and then maybe go one of the other positions later? Either way, I'm with you. We're going to have to address that.
Speaking of the Falcons, you know, Carl has talked about just not believing in Dallas, you know, Turner. Why didn't he do a little bit more when he was at Bama? And then we've talked about nothing against Burks. Burks is solid. But he is really kind of, you know, focused on Leiatu Latu. Latu Latu is your guy. Well, guess what?
What?
Developing story.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. I just did my final D-Led mock draft. And, Carl, I got to go with you. I like being wired punch. Latu Latu.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, D-Led says that, you know, aside from the neck injury, he said that the Falcons met with Latu and at the scouting combine. And Coach Lake said, you know, kid's good.
Oh, I really?
You know, and, you know, he said that he wasn't there during the interview, but he knows how to work the back end. We'll let that front seven eat. He's such a great coach. So he knows Lake and he likes Lake.
Huh.
And does Lake like him?
Really?
Because D-Led says it's going to be Latu, Latu.
Interesting. You know, your boy might be onto something. But we'll see.
Yeah, and by the way, asked about his medical concerns. This is in D-Led's article today at the AJC. Thanks again, Mike and Carl.
Teams aren't concerned.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said no teams have talked about and any concern. Most teams have talked about pass rushing and going through certain clips.
Mike, listen, every team is different. Because if I did have any concerns, I'm saying if we had a team, Mike, if this is our team and we had a guy that we felt like, hey, we're high on,
right.
Some teams are going to be more concerned about this than others. But like the sense that I'm getting in folks that I'm talking to is like this, what he's saying is absolutely right. Like teams are not going in and going, let me see your neck. Nobody's doing that. they're turning on the film because he had fusion surgery. So they're turning on the film and they're like, look, guy can play. Tell us about this. Tell us about that. He's got a great chop, cross chop move that he uses. I mean, I think teams are more interested in his get off, meaning off the ball, and all the things that we concern ourselves with edge rusher than they are the medicals. But it doesn't mean that some teams won't be concerned with
it. A couple guys hit us up today. I appreciate that. Jimmy on the text line was asking, why can't we talk to Chuck Smith? Because Chuck plays, he works for the Ravens, guys. Yeah, yeah. And now they cannot comment specifically on players, especially, you know, it's not done. But Chuck is a guy that certainly if he was not working for the Ravens, he might be working with Latu and other players getting ready for the draft. By the way, you mentioned the
Well, he's got a pass rush coach I mentioned earlier that's worked with seven first-round draft picks who says he's guaranteeing the kid'll have double-digit sacks next season.
And just the medical thing I know we spent a lot of time on, this is the article from D-Led. He said that, you know, the doctor, Dr. Robert Watkins, who cleared him to play, he said that, you know, he transferred to UCLA. He said he had guys with similar stuff, like Daniil Hunter, of course, went through it. But Peyton Manning's the most famous one, had the neck surgery.
Sure.
So he said, yeah, I would be able to play football. So apparently teams are not that freaked out about it. So D-Led says, Titans going to take Bowers, and then it's going to be Latu for us. So you can read D-Led's blog in the HAC.com.
He's got Bowers going seven.
They're
going
to give Levis some weapons, Carl.
Actually, that's not – they need offensive line, but that's not a bad pick. I mean, considering I'm interested in stuff like that. I'm more interested in where Bowers is going to go, Mike, after watching him the last few years. He's such an impactful guy because I keep saying if he goes to the Chargers, right? With Harbaugh and that quarterback and Herbert, that's a great situation for him. But I also think the Titans might be as well.
Right on. Now, they've been linked to all three, you know, the offensive lineman from Notre Dame.
Yeah, they need help.
They've also been linked to wide receivers, you know, more weapons. I mean, the idea that, you know, while you still got, imagine getting like Roma Dunze and D-Hop together. It's bad enough they lit us up like a Christmas tree when we played them last year. D-Led's got Jaden Daniels over Drake May. So he thinks that he'll be in the second quarterback taken. That means that Washington will go with Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
And then we'll find out what the Patriots are going to do.
It's going to be so much fun, guys. Again, we're going to be down at Mercedes-Benz on Thursday next week doing the show from down there. And then we've got you covered not just Thursday. Nobody's giving you the comprehensive coverage that 92.9 The Game is. Thursday night, Mike Conte, Wes Durham, Dave Archer, live coverage of round one at Mercedes-Benz. Friday, Wade Ford tailgate. John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle, they bring you coverage of rounds two and three. Saturday, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan are live for the final four rounds. It's going to be a lot of fun. But nobody's bringing you that live coverage like we will.
By the way, D was listening. He goes, thanks, Mike. Your impression is spot on. It just hit us up on Twitter at D-Led. Appreciate that, man.
D, we love you. You know that, bro. Hey, man, we got to get to tonight's last call. Mike's making fun because I've been talking about Latu. Latu. Who's your man crush? We all have them.
Yeah, man.
Who's your man crush? All right. Now, we're having fun with the draft, but who is your guy? Who is the guy that you have a man crush on?
I've interviewed him on the radio twice, and then I ran into him down in Hilton Head, and I just made a complete idiot out of myself. And he was actually nice enough to talk to us.
Who?
Mark Messier.
Oh.
Yeah, my favorite Ranger. Got the Stanley Cup for the Rangers. He's my idol. You know, he's my guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I literally saw him there. I was like, remember the time? And then the first time we interviewed him, it was like my 40th birthday. So they had all my favorite guys come on.
Very cool.
And then the one time I interviewed him with Arch. And Dave Archer, who you hear with Wes Durham on the Falcons broadcast, Arch is like, do you need a towel, dude? You know, he's like, remember when you guaranteed the victory against the Devils? That was great. I went total Chris Farley with Paul McCartney on Saturday Night Live.
It could be an entertainer, an artist. It could be a sports star. Who's your man crush? That's what we want to know tonight.
Oren, who is your man crush?
Paul Rudd.
Oh, good call.
Easy. Go. Paul Rudd.
He's so funny, man. He's so damn funny.
Now, again, guys, because you're listening to Dukes and Bell, you're A-OK and well-adjusted, confident enough in your own sexuality to admit you've got a man crush. 404-726-0929.
Listen, it's all good, man.
And ladies, if you've got a lady crush, that's even sexier, and you'll get bumped to the front of the line.
Do ladies have lady crushes?
I'd like to think they do.
Okay.
We can find out.
Let's find out. All right, ladies, you can call in. 404-726-0929. It's tonight's last call. There are many side hustles in the world. As a matter of fact, I've thought about a few, and I thought about doing them. Some odd jobs, guys. Maybe you have as well. And if you've thought about it, you think about all the things that go with it, like wrestling gators, and I'm doing that. Farming worms, that was actually a thing, but I didn't do it. And then I realized I could just save money the easy way. And now, through June 21st, new Xfinity Mobile customers can buy one unlimited line and get one free for a year. That's like $20 a month per unlimited line. Check out XfinityMobile.com to learn more about this great offer. And now, when you're on Xfinity Mobile, you can actually connect to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig in millions of locations nationwide. It's pretty cool. So that's savings on your wireless bill and faster Wi-Fi. You don't want to miss out on this, guys. Visit XfinityMobile.com today. Offer ends 6/21. Restrictions apply. Existing Xfinity internet service and two unlimited lines required. Reduced speeds after 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds vary. Actual Wi-Fi speeds vary. Not guaranteed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Latu.
Potentially becoming an Atlanta Falcon. Now, there's no guarantees, all right? But at the end of the day, I just want the best player. I want to state this over and over because I know some of you have tried to paint me into this corner. If it ain't Latu, you're going to trip out. No, I'm not.
If it's not Latu, you're going to trip out.
I'm not. I just want the best player. And if you're going to go edge, I just feel like he's the best overall pass rusher. With that said, we will see what the Falcons do. To Mike's
strip
point,
sack.
Maybe, thank you, Oren, maybe they will go completely opposite and do something we don't expect.
I just know at least when Dallas Turner gets signed, it won't be awkward when I interview him.
You're silly. Swede, who is your man crush? You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Swede.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Latu. My man crush is Carl Dukes, but I don't want to kiss you. Let's just sit down and have a cigar together, baby.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Swede.
There you go.
Hey, Eldridge, who's your man crush? Do you have one? Who is it?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So, just real quick story. I used to work at the 191 Peachtree over there by the Ritz-Carlton.
Right.
Got really cool with the security guards. There's a movie being shot in there. And I'm really trying to figure out who it is. So I asked security guard, hey, who's in this movie? She said, well, baby, I just know it's some white man. Well, turns out City Death was being shot there. My man crush is Jason Bateman. And I swear to goodness, if I would have known that he was there, I would have kept out, and I probably would have kissed him.
You know what? I love Jason Bateman, too.
Met him at my old job. He used to work at a rec center, and he came in to scout. And just came in with like a regular, just a casting person or a scouting person. Then came in together. And just, oh, you do this by you do this?
He does film a lot here.
Yeah, so he came and scouted the spot.
Because they were doing Ozark. What was the movie where they swapped? He's a younger guy or a single guy. He was married.
Change Up?
Yeah, The Change Up. They were filming that at Echo. And that's when I was living right next door, when I was living in Spire, Carl.
Yeah.
Him and so, Ted Lasso.
Yeah, so all the extras are kind of milling about, and I come down, I have the top down, and I look over him, I go, F and A, Cotton! You know, from like dodgeball. And he looks at me and goes, ah.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody, we've heard a lot of folks who've run into him up in different parts of the city. Good dude. Yeah, good dude.
Funny. Eldridge, that's a great story. By the way, it's just an intense and an admiration, okay, that you feel for somebody. It's non-sexual when we talk about man crushes, so that's why we're having fun with this, because I think we all are like, what? Yeah.
My man crush is John Frick. If I find out where he lives, I'm going to pay a visit up there.
I've told this story, and now I regret it, and I probably will to my deathbed. When that night I walked into the suite down right. at Phillips Arena, which
that's
was,
wild.
And the entire cast of the Marvel
the Avengers,
movies,
yeah.
all of them, is in this damn suite. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's Robert Downey Jr. I'm just in my head going, oh, my God. And everybody was in there. And I didn't take advantage of it, Mike. Right. I did not. I literally, they looked at me like, you work here? And I was like, no, but I love right? all of you.
It was Hemsworth. It was Scarlett
everybody.
Johansson, the whole
everybody.
Shebang.
Chris
right?
Evans.
Right.
Everybody.
Anthony Mackie. All
Anthony Mackie. He's looking at me like, what's up, bro?
Don Cheadle.
I'm like, Don Cheadle's in this room. I was blown away. The Hawks hosted them one night. This was obviously years ago.
Yeah,
guys.
I remember because they kept showing them. It was a national broadcast night too. Right. If I'm
correct,
because they showed them on the ESPN
yeah.
screen too.
And
so
I only tell that story.
Big suite next to the Delta suite.
Yeah. I only tell that story because like that was like the and obviously everybody the Marvel movies were huge at that time. They're filming all the movies here. Right. It was incredible. Sean, who's your man crush? Who's your man crush, Sean?
Hey man.
Hey man.
Dr. J lives here. I get to meet Julius Erving. Almost passed out. It was like seeing God on earth.
He's been right. a couple of different cigar bars that I've gone to, right. and he's always super nice to everybody.
You and I saw it. We were sitting in the third row right off courtside, and we get to see Dr. J down in the bar down by the court, and I'm the same way. I'm always, every time I see Dr. J, it's like a living legend, man.
Yeah.
Like Mount Rushmore's right there.
I know he's a big cigar guy, but I've run into him a couple of different times, and every time people run up to him, Dr. J, he's just so nice.
Right.
Vicky,
hello, lady.
Uh-oh. Hey, Vicky.
Hi, yes. Hi. I have a lady crush
okay.
on Sally Field. She was so cute and smoky in The Bandit, you know, funny.
She was.
Said, when I put my pedal to the metal and the thing on the floor, it was pretty funny.
And Burt Reynolds is laughing. And they eventually got romantic together. They dated on and off, Sally Field and Burt Reynolds. Very good.
Vicky,
Sally Field was so
you.
Cute.
Well, there it is, Mike, because right. I was saying, do women have... Women crush.
She had a crush on the flying nun.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see what Chief is talking about. Chief, who's your man crush?
What's happening, Chief?
What's going on, man? Chief?
What's happening? Now, Carl, I thought your man crush was Marcus Davenport, but okay. you don't change on us.
Yeah, I told y'all he couldn't play. Three teams. I'm just saying.
There you go. You switched up. But my man crush has to be no other than Dominique Wilkins. Every time I see Dominique, I just want to dunk on somebody.
Yeah. I'll say this. What amazes me, and we take it for granted, when we were on the road, there was a line outside the hotel, right? Dominique's been retired how long? 20 years?
Right?
At least. Kids, adults, still waiting and wanting. And
oh,
you
yeah.
just take it for granted like, oh, it's Neek. He still has so many fans around the country. And you're absolutely right. We take it for granted here. What's up, bro?
It was back in the day, they used to let youth teams play on the floor of the Omni.
Mm-hmm.
And our youth team had to play on the floor of the Omni. And we were getting ready to be ushered off because they were bringing the Hawks on to start warming up. And me and my buddy, Dominique. And he gave us a wink, and we thought we were the coolest people. We were like, yeah, Dominique winked at us. That's what's up.
Great stuff. All right, Eazy-E, and then we got to find out what Chris has got going on tonight. Eazy-E, who's your man crush?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, I got two quick ones. Number two, Val Kilmer in Heat. And it's something about that shootout scene.
Right.
That, anyways, and number one, I have to go with the guy who said he was going to put all you in Pelican Bay.
Denzel.
That's all I got.
Denzel, baby. I'm with you on that. I got
the case is on all you.
I got a man crush on Denzel, too. Chris, man, what's happening today?
First of all, Hugh Jackman. Is okay. my man
Very
crush.
Because nice.
He can do it all.
He can.
Right. Act, sing,
dance,
rap,
out
of his mind. Right. I mean, you want to talk about the pull he could get off of all of his talents, man. I'd love to spend a week in those shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
What was the movie a few years ago he did the singing? It was a that's like a musical, but it was
Greatest Showman.
Yeah, Greatest Showman.
About Peter Allen, right?
He was great in that. All right. Yeah. What you got going on tonight, man?
Frankly, I'm sick of it.
What are you done. What are you talking about?
I'm ripping the Band-Aid off, man.
What are you talking about?
This whole thing is...
What?
It's a joke.
He's talking about the Hawks.
I'm talking about the Hawks.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the draft.
No, it's a joke. No. Carl, for once, we're going to
blow it up.
We're
going to
put the Latu and Turner conversation on hold.
Okay.
We'll get back to it tomorrow.
All right,
fine.
But today, after what happened last night, I'm done.
Right. Fire sale it.
Yeah, 3 years of nothing but backslide. I'm done. That's it.
Bingo.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, yep. Steve, I feel the same way.
Blow it up.
Fine. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Done.
Oren, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Big shout out to Javon Baker, UCF wide receiver. He's hoping to go early in the draft. Right here from McEachern High School, he stopped by. We appreciate you, Javon. And we're going to be reaching out to more homegrown talent guys as we get ready for the upcoming NFL draft. We had two great draft analysts on today, Sam Munson, PFF, and Ian Valentino, NFL and draft analyst for the 33rd team. Both very accurate in their assessments about this particular class, the strengths and weaknesses, Mike. Go listen online at odyssey.com. Right. Tomorrow's Friday!
Hi-yo!
Cannot wait! As we'll continue our conversation, not only about the Hawks, by the way, Hawks will be cleaning out lockers and doing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we'll get some last comments from guys who will say, hey, I hope to be here and all of that stuff. Braves back in action as well at Truist. Grant will join us tomorrow and more conversation about the draft, guys. We are literally, what, 5 days? 6 days? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, we're weak today, but I'm trying to get there sooner. Hey, man, let's get out of here. Oren, great job, as always, behind the glass. Stay tuned. Turtles got you covered. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, look, if we won the Super Bowl with Dan Quinn, you know, it would all the slogans, all the silliness, we'd all be able to, hey, we could laugh at that now. And it didn't work out. But he was always gracious with us. But sometimes you just want him to be straight with you. Say, look, man, something's not working. We got to improve this. Got a little old after a while, and you thought maybe he would dial down some of that rhetoric in his second job. Sometimes, you like Raheem Morris, things you learn from your first experience, right? Nope. Sergeant Slogan is at it again.
There is nothing I enjoy more than doing hard with good people.
Yeah, Dan Quinn, they just had the video or the drop of their big meeting room, as you see on NFL films and, you know, things like Hard Knocks. So the big meeting room, it says with a red now Commander's logo, anybody, anywhere, anytime. You know, I mean, you might as well just have like the kitten hanging by the chest. Hang in there, baby, or, you know. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. But Dan Quinn is Sergeant Slogan. We'll see if he gets the reaction from the Commanders up in D.C.
Plain and simple, it was a disappointing season. Not anyone's fault specifically, but we didn't get a chance to see the team as a whole compete the way they should have because we got injury after injury after injury, and Trey missed 20-some-odd games. Last night, they just didn't have it. Mm. Bulls were better. They won. Season's over. I don't want to talk about the team. I want to talk about what management is going to do. I want to talk about what Tony Ressler is going to do. I want to talk about what the direction of this team is. Do you know? Because I don't. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
your man crush was Kent DeCulvey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.